Okay, we are at the bottom of Tzadi Chesmud Beis at the Mishnah. Oymed Adam Birshus Hayachid Umetaltal Birshus Harabim. Person is allowed to stand in the Rishus Hayachid and with their hand move an object in the Rishus Harabim. So too Birshus Harabim Umetaltal Birshus Hayachid. Ubelvad Shleyotzi Chutz Me'arba Amas. Providing that when the person in the first case is standing in the Rishus HaYachid and they're being metalkal, an object in the Rishus HaRabim, providing that they're not mitzi an item chutz mi arba amas. We know that there is an iser of havaras daud amas b'Rishus HaRabim, which the Gemara says in Hazarik is a halacha mishmi Sinai. So you cannot stand in the Rishus HaYachid and be maver an item in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, you could hear that you're kind of playing with fire. I'm standing in the Rishus HaYachid and I stick my hand into the Rishus HaRabim and I go like that. I mean, I could quite possibly come to do an Issei D'oraisa of Havaras Daal Amos Rishus HaRabim. There's mocking to make a gzeira. We're going to see that Rabbi Meir says Yitaka do make a gzeira and it is Aser, but we're going like the Rabbanan of Rabbi Meir and we don't make such a gzeira.
You might also bring it in.
And you might also bring it in. Yeah, and the question was you might bring it in. We're going to see also examples of this in the next Mishnah, which is really going to be a hemshech of this, of situations where a person is standing in one Rishus and there's a drink in the other Rishus about the concern that you might end up bringing it to you and so on. Correct. We'll see that soon. Says the Mishnah, Vayter lo yamid adam b'rishus hayachid v'yashtin b'rishus harabim. B'rishus harabim v'yashtin b'rishus hayachid. So too, a person is not allowed to stand in one Rishus and excuse oneself. Here we're speaking specifically about urinating in the other Rishus. Doesn't tell me the extent of the Isser if you do so. Is there a Chiyat Chattis? Is it Mamish Isser D'Oraisa? Or is it just don't do it? We'll have to see. V'chein la'yaruk, and so too, one should not spit from one Rishus to the other Rishus. Even once the spit has become detached and somewhat separate in one's mouth, it's now considered to be that you're carrying it. It's no longer part of you. One's reich is part of oneself. But once it's detached, it's been nitlash, then it's considered to be a masri of sorts. And therefore, one is not allowed to walk down Amos until they get rid of it. Now, Rashi says, "Eimadon b'rishus hayachid b'bayis oyal agag," and we'll see why this might be important later on. But Rashi understands that the case of the Mishnah is either you're standing in your house or you're standing on a rooftop. B'sheiche v'neikel chepetz b'rishus harabim. You bend down, right, and you move an item from place to place. What's the chiddush? If a person is being mashtim, standing in the Yachid, being mashed into the Rishus HaRabim, that is called a Hotzah of sorts from Yachid to Rabim.
That's interesting.
Rashi
doesn't say that the
Tikkama
is against the moving of
Dalad
Amos in
the
Rishus HaRabim.
Does
that mean it's
Mutter,
or is it just not saying?
Question is that Rashi over here in the second Dibur, Bavachla Yitzin, and the Arba Amoysav, Mimakim Shemunach Boyer, Vashmin Masnis, and Vegas, and Shemiachnis, the question is, it's a little bit unclear. The Mishnah says, two cases. Don't stand in Yachid and be metalton in Rabim and be metalton in Yachid. And then it says one line, Ubovashla Yetzi chutz me'arba amas, as long as you're not mitzi me'arba amas. Don't be mitzi me'arba amas. L'chura, that case would be referring to when you are in Yachid and you're moving it in Rabim. Because if you're in Rabim, what difference does it make if you move an item 4 amas or 5 amas or 10 amas in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid? So when Rashi says, "Vavachle yitzina mi arba amoysav mi makim shemunach bayi va'ashmina masnizin deligas v'en shemiyachnisenu etzloy," it's interesting. Why is Rashi saying that? Why is Rashi saying specifically the chiddush is that you don't bring it towards you? Why don't we say that the chiddush is that we're not concerned that you might end up moving it 4 amos? right? You might end up moving it four amas. So I think the reason why Rashi is saying this is based on what the Gemara is going to say, that the Gemara is going to say that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Loika Rebbe Meir who makes that Gzeirah. So based on that, that's why Rashi is saying what he's saying. L'chira, one would have thought that there's also a Chiddush that you might end up moving it more than Arba Amos. L'chira, one would have said that. Unless you say that if your intention was to only move it 3.5 Amos and you ended up moving it 4.5 Amos, maybe that's like a misasik of sorts. I'm sorry?
It's conceivable from Rashi's words that Mutter Doresa to move it 4 Amos if you know that issues. It's conceivable.
Ravitaz is asking that it seems conceivable from Rashi that you could move it midiraisa dalaramas. Why would you say that? Because the Rashi doesn't say that's the concern.
No, the mission says don't move it towards. Doesn't say hi, but you do.
Okay, so that's what I mentioned, that the Gemara is going to get into the extent of the level of Isser. But yeah, it's definitely a diak. I think the diak is based on the Gemara. We'll have to see. the last Rashi we said was, the last two Rashis, Mishn Nitlash Ruke Befiv, once it's Nitlash, Mishnis Agel Venasaf Lotzeh, so it's kind of, it's swirled around in his mouth and it's ready to come out. Lo Yehalach Arba Amos Ad Sheyorek, Dekeven Nil Mishdayakoy Masihu, being that it's something which is Oymed to be expelled, so then that is considered to be that he's carrying a load. Fine. Good. So it says the Gemara like this. Masni lei Rav Chanina bar Shalmi lechia bar Rav Kami the Rav. We had this a few times that Rav's son was being taught by one of the Amoraim in front of Rav, and Rav was keeping an eye on the Malamed to see how he was teaching his son. So Rav Chanina bar Shalmi was teaching Chia bar Rav Kami the Rav, and how did he teach the Mishnah to him? Lo yamid adam brishas a yachid umitaltal brishas a rabbin. Don't be in the Rosh Hashanah Yachad and move your hand from place to place in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Not like our Mishnah, not like our version of the Mishnah, that, yeah, you are allowed. You're allowed to stand in the Rosh Hashanah Yachad and be a Metalta, but rather, lo yamid. To which Rav said, Amalei Shavkas Rabbanan Vavdis Karibi Meir. Why have you departed from the opinion of the Rabbanan? And why are you teaching my son according to Shitas Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is the one who makes this type of gezerah. We don't hold like Rabbi Meir, we hold like the Rabbanan. So let's just first see the Gemara, we'll see Rashi in a minute. So who's Savar? What's Pshat in Rechinina by Shalmia? Who's Savar? I'm going to say Rabbi Meir, Reshanami Rabbi Meir. He thought that to the extent that we're going to see later on in the Mishnah coming up, that it's going like Rabbi Meir, it's a Stam Mishnah going like Rabbi Meir. It must be that this Mishnah, it's all one long continuation, it's also going like Rabbi Meir, and therefore the correct Girsa actually was, is Lo Yamid Adam, in order to make it fit with Rabbi Meir. That's what he thought, who served me the safer Rabbi Meir. Reishanami Rabbi Meir, hence he made that amendment of Lo Yamid. Says the Gemara Valehi, meaning Rav held not like that, Valehi, safer Rabbi Meir, Reish Rabbanim. That's in a Hanamid is a Stam Mishnah going like Rabbi Meir, where we are concerned that we make Gezeiros. This is going like the Rabbanim. Says Rashi, Masnili Rav Gezeiros Shemi Yachni Senu Etzloyim. Meaning, you are of this Rabbi Meir, the Iyuhu de Gaza Shemi Yavi Etzloy. That is the case about which Rabbi Meir says, we make this with this Gezeiros, that you might end up bringing the item to you. Kilakamon bepirkin, like we're going to see later on, Kuf Aleph, Layamid Bushus Yachad, the Yiftach Bushus Arabim, Sheyitzel Mafteach Bushus Arabim, the Yiftach Le Pesach Asamach Lushus Arabim, Shamayachnis Etzloy, Bamakim Shu, because there the concern is you might bring it towards you. So that seems to be the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that we're not concerned that you're going to bring it towards you. And again, we still have this Ha'ara, why we're not concerned that you might end up being Mavir more than Dalet Amos within the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Why is that not an issue? Again, one more time, I'm understanding. Yeah, I'm waiting to hear the question. I'll repeat the question once I have it. I'm just waiting for the question.
Halfway down the Daf in Sadi Chesam Adalah, we were saying that you bring it from one Rosh Hashanah, but we had the left window.
Right.
Something you can talking about Dalet Amos.
What if Balaam is coming to it? Can't take it from Moshe's another, like we asked yesterday.
Right.
So why is he bringing Balaam? So maybe Moshe is following the same. The Balaam does play a role, even bringing from Moshe's another.
Usually Dalai Lama is not. I mean, usually Dalai Lama is not. Or I mean, Dalai Lama we speak about. Let's say, you know. I mean, the question is, you know, where does Dalai Lama come in over here? I mean, is usually when one goes from one rishus to the other rishus, Dalai Lama is neither here nor there. The only time we're concerned about Dalai Lama is not walking Dalai Lama in rishus Arabim, not walking Dalai Lama within a Carmelist. Maybe there's a discussion between a Carmelist and another Carmelist and so on. But usually, if it's from Yochit to Rabim, Dalai Lama says neither here nor there. I would have thought that there still is a har as to why there is no concern, why is there no chiddush in the Mishnah that you're allowed to lechatchila stand in Rishus Yachid and be mavra chayfetz in Rishus Arabim 3.9 amos, and the chiddush is we're not concerned that you might end up doing it 4 amos. Why is that? Why is that not a chiddush? Unless you say, like we suggested before, that if your intention was to do it less than Dalai Lama's, and even if you end up doing it more than Dalai Lama's, that's a misasik. Like we saw in Shabbos, Niskavan, Lizrik, Beis, Vizarik, Dalad, we said you're potter, because that was misasik. My intention was to do 2, even if I made a mistake and I ended up doing 4. I'm not sure. That needs further thought. Good. Fine. So we said, Viter in the Mishnah, we said Ubavad Shlayetzi Chutz. We said Ubavad Shlayetzi Chutz Me Arba Amis. Good. Ubavad Shlayetzi Chutz Me Arba Amis. Ha Hoitzi Chayit Chatis. The Mashmos is that if a person was Moitzi the Chayfet Dalai Lama's, you would be Mechuyev Chatis. That is the assumption. Meaning, where do we see that? It says, providing that you don't do that. Mashma, if you do that, chiyuv chatas. Not only nesed diraisa, chiyuv chatas. Hoytzi chayiv chatas. Says the Gemara, leimu misayelei l'rava. Let's see, this is a siyua to shitas rava. D'yamar rava, amar v'chevitz mitchilis arba l'seif arba, v'hevir derech alav chayiv. Person picks up a chevitz and takes it, dalamas, and he takes it over his head, even though it's going in a mokum p'tur, l'mal miyud. You would be a chayv achatis. So to over here, as we pointed out in the Mishnah, Rashi understands that the case of the Mishnah of Oymed Adam Rishus Yachid is even if you're on a rooftop. So you're on a rooftop, which presumably is higher than 10 tefachim, you reach down, as Rashi says, you're sheikha, you pick up an item, and then you go like this, and you're on the rooftop, so it at some stage is going to go lamalam yud, and then you place it down. And we still see you're going to be chayiv. Chayiv, which is a siwa too. Rav, who says, Amar v'chayiv, it's mitzvah zav l'osev arba, ve'vir derech alav, chayiv. And that says the Gemara, miktanim hoitzi chayiv chatas. Where is your diak in the first place? It says, don't do it. Miktanim hoitzi chayiv chatas. Dilmim hoitzi pater aval osir. It's osir. Lo, you don't do it. Bad if you do it. But lav dafka that you get, that there's a chayiv chatas. Dilma moitzi pater aval osir. Yikdamri moitzi pater aval osir. Some takas say that it just says don't do it. Mashma, there's an issa, but not a chayiv chatas. Lema, if so, it's a tavi to yufti the rav. I mean, why not a chayiv chatas? At the end of the day, you took an item, mitchilas dalet, lezev dalet. Oh, must be that the only reason we could say you're potter is because it went lamal meyud. And that's the reason why you're potter. If so, lema te'avi te'yuvti de rava. Dam rava marav mitchilas dalad save dalad. Deviru derech alav chayiv. So l'chor we have a diak from our Mishnah from the fact that it's meduyik, that there's no chayiv chatas. It's just an iser mashma deleika rava. To which the Gemara is once again madche. No, mik tani hoitzi potter avalaser. It doesn't say potter avalaser. It doesn't say potter, which means potter avalaser. Dilmim hoitzi chayiv chatas. Maybe when it says loy, don't do it. And if you do it, there will be a full chayiv chatas. A full chayiv chatas. And that's why if you look at the Rashi there in the first white line, going back to the beginning, we said, ha hoitzi hachayiv it's midalams chayiv apu gavdu oimid bigavoya vigbir lamalam yud. Like we mentioned, that the fellow, as Rashi said, he's standing on a rooftop and it is going lamalam yud. Good. So it's not clear in such a case if a person does this, would there be a chayiv chatas? or would it only be in Issa Deraisin? It might depend on this din of Rava of Marvin Chavis Mitchilas Dalet or Save Dalet. Good. So we said Lo Yamid Adam Rishus Hayachid Riyashtin. Person is not allowed to stand in the Rishus Hayachid and be mashtin into the Yerushas Harabim. Amar Rabbi Yosef Hishtin Varak Chayv Chatas. So let's say you did it. I mean, the mission again, we mentioned there's a certain ambiguity in the mission with this loy this and loy that, don't do this and don't do that. And if you do it, well, you know, what are we discussing? Chayv Chatas, Issa the Rabbanan, says Rabbi Yosef very clearly, Hishtin Varak Chayv Chatas. If you actually do this, this is a full Issa D'Oraisa. If a person spits from Yachit to Rabim or urinates from Yachit to Rabim, Chiyuv D'Oraisa Chayv Chatas. Hishtin Varak Chayv Chatas. Fragdi Gemara, going back to the beginning of Masechet Shabbos and Dalet, if you remember in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, we said, what is this business? The first mission in Shabbos, which speaks about the onin, the balabayis, and one is Motzi and Machnis, or is just Motzi or Machnis, one or the other. Fragbi Gemara, man haitano, who says that even if you don't have a makam dalad, you're chayiv. I mean, a person's yad is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, and don't we know that there's a requirement that you need to have an akira and the hanacha from or to a makam dalad al dalad, which we saw in the Rishonim, either because, like Tezer says, mistama, that's what was done in the Mishkan, and so on, or because a person would only place something on an area which is stable. But al kavanim, we know there's always a din of a makam dalad. You need to have an akira from a makam dalad. Oh, so the question is a person's hands. The Gemara is masik in Shabbos. Yodei Amar Rava, Yodei Shal Adam Chashuv Aleik Dalad Al Dalad. We mentioned the Pirush Mishnayos in the Rambam, that the Rambam says that the agility of one's hand compensates for the size, the lack of size, and therefore it is stable if it is in a person's hand, even though it's less than Dalad. Okay, that is a special din by a person's hand. Here the case is a person spits, or a person is mashed in. Frag the Gemara of a hobby in an Akira, some take out the word Hanacha, Me'al Gabi Makam Dalad. I mean, because here we're discussing spitting or urinating from a Makam Dalad. Veleka. So, why would we say a Chai if you're lacking in a proper Akira insofar as it wasn't Neka from a Makam Dalad? Says the Gemara, Machshavte Mashvilei Makoim. And we saw a similar concept in the beginning of Shabbos, that your Machshava is mashve it into a makam, meaning there is a concept that a person can subjectively say, I would like this to land in the mouth of a dog. And even if it's a small little poodle, and it might not be dalad al dalad, but I'm throwing this bone to the dog, and I would like it to land there, and therefore that is considered to be now, for me, in my world, like a makam dalad. Rashi says, 6 lines down, makshavte shehud sarich lekach, Mashvila Haitza Hashuva. Interesting. Makes it into a Hashuva Haitza. Interesting that Rashi brings in the word Hashuva over here. That now is considered to be a Hashuva Haitza. If you look at Taisa Sovia, Machshav, Timashvi Makim, Dafke Bechi Agavna, Dinene, Ba'isi Makim Tfei, Miba Makim Acher. It's only a situation where he has good reason for it to be there. Gagain Bepiakelev. He wants it to go to his dog. Shiyach Lena. Over Piakivshan. He wants to chuck it in the furnace. Shatisrav Sham. V'chen Hishtin V'rak. Aval Zarak. Al Hamakles. Person just happens to chuck something and it lands in a bunch of sticks. Ayal Shum Dovar. Hathidabu Miskavim Le'am Ina Machshav to Mashvili Mokum. There has to be some type of reason why we could say, oh, Hagam, this is less than Dalid. This is what the fellow wants. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Machshavte mashvilei makam. Dila demach, if you don't use this concept, dila demach, hada amar rava, or some of the Yisra rabba, zarek v'nach, befi kelev, ebefi kivshan, chayiv. We learned in Shabbos Kubeis that if you throw it into a dog's mouth, or the piya kivshan, which is less than dalad al dalad yochayt chatas, aiva b'yinin hanacha al gabi makam dalad v'leka. Ella, just like we see Lagabi Hanacha, Ella Machshavte Mashvila Mokum, Ochanami, Machshava Mashvila Mokum. The same is true in our case where we're discussing an Akira that you also you it's possible to subjectively make it into a makam dalet. Parenthetically, there is room to be medayik the fact that one is speaking about akira and one is speaking about hanacha. We had in the sugi over there in Shabbos at the beginning, where we say who's the tana who says you don't need a makam dalet el dalet, and we brought a particular tana, and the gemara was matkan said maybe that's only by hanacha. Maybe Akira, you need a makam dalet. Maishna, Teretz says one is the beginning of the malacha. Maybe by the beginning of the malacha, it's got to be from a makam dalet. Maybe once you've already done, you've been maschil the malacha in order to just be mashlim and finish it off. Maybe then there's not such a kapeda. That's the way the Rishonim explained. So it's over here. That's the difference in the case of the kelev, which is the hanacha, and our case of the hashtana, which is the akira. Good. Boy Rava. Who b'shus hayachid? The fellow is standing in the b'shus hayachid. Upi ama b'shus harabim. But the aver is in the b'shus harabim, and the shasin comes out of the pi ama once it is already in the b'shus harabim. So mao, how do we view the place which the meirag line emanates from? Basar kiras linan, which it's inside the body, inside the gulf, and therefore it's considered to be nach in the rishus hayachid, in which case it's going from yachid to rabim, or do we go from the actual place that it leaves the body and it's already within the rishus harabim? Teiku. It is a teiku, and we pass in lechumra. I mean, the Rambam says that it's you're not allowed to do this. The Rambam says it's potter avalaser, meaning it's a teiku. So obviously one has to be machmer, it's a shayla of a diraisa, but we don't have a raya for a chiv chatas in such a case.
Why is it in the neurotic, the liquid sitting in your mouth? Urine is in the opening of the airway.
The question is, why is it different? Why is the case of shesen any different than the liquid in your mouth? Meaning to say that just like you're saying, once it's ready to come out of your body, then it should automatically be considered to be a masli. I don't know if we'd say the same thing. If a person needs to be excused, at times a person will hold himself a minute, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, and so on. Very often when phlegm swirls up and is collected in a person's mouth, it's fairly imminent within a few seconds that a person tries to expel it. Good. So we said v'chein le'yarek, so too one should not spit from yachid to rabim, rabim to yachid, and so on. Rabbi Yehuda said, not only that, but once it has gathered and collected in your mouth, you're not even supposed to walk. Now this sugi is going to discuss some of the practicalities of what to do when a person has saliva or phlegm, which collects in a person's mouth, and there are some kavod abrius issues to consider, and there's a kavod atera issue to consider, especially if you're in front of a chash of a person, as well as Hilchos Shabbos considerations. So we say like this. V'chein yarek, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, yeah. V'apogav d'loy hapichpa. Is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we say that once the saliva is in your mouth, even though he hasn't been mahapich, he hasn't kind of swirled it around, swished it around in his mouth to kind of form it into one. Now she says, "Hipech bereik lohitziu lechutz." He hasn't been mahapach. He hasn't swirled it. Do you mean to tell me, "Avagav dali hipech ba"? It already at that stage is considered to be like a foreign liquid in his mouth, which he's carrying, which is subject to the dinim of hitzah and Shabbos. But tanan, we have a mishnah in Maseches Kelim. Now let's just preface. We know we've seen many a time that when it comes to food becoming susceptible to Kabbalah's tumah, it has to be mukhshar. It has to become wet with one of the shiva mashkim. And once it becomes wet with one of the shiva mashkim, then henceforth it is susceptible to Kabbalah's tumah. So says the Mishnah Kelem, Haya Eichel Dveila. And Rashi learns that we're discussing a Dveila of Truma. So he was eating a cake of pressed figs of Truma, Biyodayim misu avos, with hands which were tamei, and as we know, stam yodayim are shniyos hein, and they are metame truma. So hayoichol b'dveila biyodayim misu avos v'hichnis yodai l'tich piv little tzrar. He sticks his hand in his mouth to remove a pebble. So what happens? He sticks his hand in his mouth. His hand's a tummy, and inside his mouth is the figs, and there's saliva also, and the figs are truma. So if his hands are dry, he just takes the fig and he puts it in his mouth. He's not matama the fig because it's dry. But now he sticks his hand inside his mouth. Little tzara, Rabbi Meir matami. Rabbi Meir is matami. Why? Because you stuck your hand in your mouth and there's going to be wetness, there's going to be moisture, and therefore immediately your hand touches the liquid and it becomes tami and it's machshir, and therefore it's matami the truma. Rabbi Yosi mitaher. We'll see Rashi in a second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hipich ba, tame, yelei hipich ba, tahar. I mean, it depends. I mean, we don't just look at Sam saliva, that it's considered to be a liquid, it's a mashke, it's like mayim, that it's able to be mashir. It depends. If you swirl it around, then it's considered to be a separate entity, then it's able to be mashir. Let's see a couple of Rashi's over here. Rashi says, about 50 lines down, why? As soon as the dvela of truma touches the saliva, in essence, it is now susceptible, and the fellow clearly is happy about the fact that the figs become wet. I mean, a person is not able to eat unless they have the saliva aiding their eating and so on process. Rabbi Yosi mitaher, the ksava kol zman sharek besich piv, lav mashko. That's not a mashke, that's your saliva. It's not a mashke. Barehu kegufi shel adam ve'enei machshir. It's part of a person's guf, and it's not a liquid which is machshir. Rabbi Yehuda has a little bit of a middle sheet. Rabbi Meir is machshir legamri. Rabbi Yosi is make legamri. If you do that, then we say it is an issue. Then we say it will be matame del mishtaye koyo machshir. So what do we see? Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is that when do we look at it like a separate liquid and so on? Bein legabe tuma, and the Gemara understands what the nami le'inyanim legabe masa on Shabbos legabe. A load on Shabbos, it's only if you're mahapich, it's only if you swirl it around. So that is the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara brings two answers. Am Rabbi Yechon Mukhlefes Hashita. We will say Mukhlefes Hashita. Interesting how to learn up a Mukhlefes Hashita. Rashi says Mukhlefes Hashita, Hichlif Rabbi Yehuda Shitasei V'yatze Hemena. Meaning, since the Gemara says Epoch. Epoch, often there's a question, which one? The Mishnah, the Braisa, which one are you being Mahapech? But here at Mukhlefes Hashita Rashi says, Hichlev Rabbi Yehuda Shitasi. Rabbi Yehuda has swapped around his Shita and he has gone out from it. Says the Meiri, it means to say that he changed his mind. Not that we're changing, he changed his mind. In Erevin, he said, it doesn't need to be Hippech Ba. You don't need to swirl it around in order for it to have a Tiras Din liquids to say that it's subject to Haitzah on Shabbos. But when he got to Maseches Kelim, when he got towards St. Cyrus, he was Machlef Hashita. That's the way the Meiri understands Rashi. Interesting difference between Epoch and Machlef Hashita. Reish Lagish Amar Leilam Leitachlef Leilam Leitachlef. And we can understand why, obviously, we would not want to be machlif befrat. Usually one would expect one to know Mishnayis before embarking in Limud HaGemara. So, la'ilam le tachlif, v'achaba mayaskine bekichoy. We will say a distinction between saliva and phlegm. And that maybe is the difference. Says Rashi le tachlif, lo'y tema mukhlefis, he, the masnizim de gam rabba gavda lehippich, koyle mishdaya bekichoy askinan. It's referring to phlegm. Shenitla shimenago v'ayideh chayli shakarin tush, whatever this is, meaning it's phlegm, and therefore as soon as it's in one's mouth, one need not do anything else to it. It is clearly on the way out, and therefore it's considered to be a foreign entity, and therefore it's going to be subject to haitzah. Vatanya b'yuda aymer. Here there's a bit of a question how to be geris in the Haggais v'tzunim. He brings the following gears of Atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kichay v'chein rukay, did Rabbi Yehuda say both phlegm and saliva? My love, kichay virukayish nitlush. Isn't that referring to both of them, that the saliva and the phlegm need to have been nitlash? To which the Gemara says, loy kichayish nitlush. There's a difference between the two, and it's referring to kichayish nitlush. Vatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer kichay. Again, the Bach takes out the word shenitlash. The chayin rukay shenitlash. So it's explicit in that brisa, kichay and rukay shenitlash. Both of them, it's going on both of them, that a person is not allowed to walk down amas adshayorik. So we see that there is no difference. We cannot differentiate between saliva and phlegm. In which case, Rish Lakish, your answer is shver elam chovartuk of the shenemi kara that mochlefes hashita, that Rabbi Yochanan changed his shita from Maseches Erevin to Maseches Kalim. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Amar Rish Lakish, Kiach bifnei rabbi chayiv misa. If a person brings up phlegm bifnei rabbi, they are chayiv misa. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Kol misanai ahavu mavis. Those who hate me love death. Al tikri lemasane ela lemasniai. Those who cause me to be hated insofar as they act in a manner which is disgusting. And people look at Talmidei Chachamim and people who are there to represent Torah, and they cause me to be hated. So that is a chil Hashem, and so on, and therefore chayiv misa. Fighting about a hamenis honest, but you know, surely the fellow isn't honest if all of a sudden he just happened to cough up some phlegm. The Gemara understands that you are not expected to swallow it. That is the assumption of the Gemara. Otherwise, what's the kasha? So the Gemara says kiach virak kamrinan. Now what we mean to say is that he actually goes and spits it out. That you're not allowed to do. If you look at Rashi, the last couple of Rashis before the Mishnah, Rashi says, "V'ha'menach anis she'al korchi hu al yidei chayli ayatzina." Right, he's got a cold or whatever, something happened. So we say, "Kech v'rak kamrinan she'rakak oisei bifnei rabbi," meaning he actually spat it out. V'ha'ilei listalik misham, he should have kind of moved away. Done it privately, not in. I'm sorry, say again.
Instead of doing it outside, he should have done it in his own garment.
Or he should have put it in his garment. Exactly that. So doing something which you did not need to do, spit it out directly there, go to the side, or put it in your garment, that is something which you should have done. A couple of interesting ha'aris on this, because can be the geya. In your geya, in a reish membeis, sivchav tes, Shulchan Aruch says that someone who is rocked bifnei rabbi is included in this concept of kol masnia ahavu mavis. And the Ramah says, dafke kicha ishu dover sheyitz min aguf bekayach osur, phlegm. And so that is something which is included in this din. Avol roik, but if it's just saliva, shubo memela, then the person is allowed to spit that out. Afilu bifnei rabbi. Says the Yishach that the source of the Ramah is a Rabbeinu Yerucham, that he understands the Maskan of the Gemara when it says Kiach V'rak, it's specifically phlegm as opposed to just saliva, and that's where the Ramah is coming from. But the Shach brings from Rashi, which we just quoted, that the reason why we see his Chayiv Misa is because he should have gone off to the side and discarded over there, or he should have put it in his clothing. Right? And he shouldn't have done so bifnei rabbi. So says the Shach, according to Rashi, Lavdafki, you have a raya to be mechalik between saliva and phlegm. Another interesting view is there is, as we all know, There are those who have the minhag when they say shehei mishtachavim lahevel v'rik, and they spit, So, where does this come from? And is that something? Is that okay? Is it not okay? You're doing it in a Beis HaKnesses, you know? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? And so on. So he brings a very interesting discussion over here. He quotes over here from the Shla. The Shla Kaddish says like this, just read a line or two. It's the Shla in his Hagois to the Sefer Emek Bracha of his father, and he is very upset with this particular minhag, and he says, "Ktsas min ha'amonim noegim l'hakirik ba'aleinu." They don't really know what they're doing, but they just know you're supposed to spit. So they spit at the wrong time. They spit when they say Vanachnu Kirim. This is Isser Gomor. The Gamalainu Niskan Ida Yeshua Ben Nun, Shahaya Biyam of Ivdi Avidis Kichavim Umazolis, She'ene Bizmanenu. Meaning at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, there was real Avodah Zarah in the world, and there isn't that nowadays, says the Shla, very interesting. He says, V'gamu sakona gedoyla shema yechshivu ha'umais shebizmaneinu sha'aleyem ne'emar kechol ha'amoinim. Well, they're going to say, and you know, word spreads, they'll put a video camera in the shul, this is what they do, this is what it means. V'hala Yeshua tikin b'yomav. So says the Shla, one should not do so, one should make a macha. He brings from an earlier source, from Rabbi Yomtev Lipman, mi Prague, Bal Sefer HaNitzachon, who also says that it's a sakana because of Redifus HaGoyim, and Chavis Yair also says, L'yofa Isim HaRekikin Ba'alein L'Shaveach, B'Musaf Shal Rosh Hashanah, and even the whole year round, any Tamal Min Hagim Ke'ela, it's going to go ahead and kindle the anger against the goyim, and so on. He brings a taz. Omnam taz. The taz in your den kofayin taz. Kosev lahatzdig min exesh rikikim koydim vanachdu kerim the ein lachshish bezel haskar shem shemaim al harakiko, as if, you know, kind of spitting in close proximity to shem shemaim. And says the Taz, this minhag goes back to the time of the Maril, and therefore you cannot. It says the Maril shikishahaya oimer lahev of a rick. That is what he would do. So it goes back already to the Maril, which we know a lot of minhag Ashkenaz comes from the Maril. And we know that it's a minhag of Chabad to do so. He brings from the Sefer Mevasa Toiv, who says, "Eich yitziru lirkeik b'fnei anoshim, v'rei iser oser, iser hu l'ham isom." You're not supposed to do something which is mos in front of your friend, and so on. But Lamais, it's interesting to see, you know, whenever it comes to Minhagim, he laid off a rake, no pun intended, rake. It's, you know, when it comes to Minhagi Yisrael, we know that there's usually Yesh Almiv Amal Lismeich, but interesting to see how the Shla and how others, both in Prague, felt that we've got to be very careful lest the Goyim should think that it has to do with them. I'm sorry, say again. Right, Bobby's pointing out that in a lot of Sidurim, they don't say, they take out this pasuk. I mean, it could be the reason why they take out the pasuk is because, you know, they don't want the goyim to be upset. Yeah. Okay, good. Fine. Where are we? Yeah, Zog the Mishnah. Okay, it says the Mishnah like this, Layamad Adam Brishus Ayachid, the Yishta Brishus Arabi, Brishus Arabi, Yishta Brishus Ayachid. One should not stand in the Rishus Yachid and drink in the Rishus Arabim. In the Rishus Arabim, drink in the Rishus Yachid. LMP and Hichas Rishus Veruba Ilamakim Shushes. Unless you stick your head and the majority of your body in the place where the cup is and you drink there, concludes the Mishnah, the chein begas. And the same is true with a wine press. We'll see what that means, what is that referring to. So, what is the concern over here? The concern is, like we said, that you might end up bringing the kli back to you, and you'll do a hitzah or a hachnasa. So, frag the Gemara, reish rabbanin, the saber Rabbi Meir. The previous Mishnah seems to be going like the rabbanin. This Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Meir. What's going on? Our Rabbi Yosef, no. B'chafetzin, shetzrichem lo'i v'divrakol. We are discussing situations of objects which people need, and even the rabbanin would be concerned, says Rashi in the first white line. Avir rabbanin moidu de gaza budim itach shud sarach lehem. Because then he needs a drink, he might end up taking the cup and bring it towards him and so on. Good. What about if you are in Rosh Hashanah or Rabbim and the drink is in a Karmelis? The same thing would apply. Rashi says, same applies. Amar Rava. He gufa gzeira v'anon nekum v'nigza gzeira. The whole concern that you might end up bringing the cup to you is a gzeira. It's a chashash. We should go ahead and add in a karmelis and say that applies also. It's a gzeira. Amra b'ayman amin l'agad v'kar to what I'm saying. Midigtani. The Mishnah says this statement v'chim begas. The same is true with the wine press. Now, what's that all about? What does that mean? If not to tell me that a gas, which is a karmelis, the same thing applies. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Not only if you're in Yachid and it's in Rabbim or vice versa, the chin the gas, which is a karmelis. So Abai says that must be the Tisefes chiddush of the end of the Mishnah. It says the top Rashi, v'hai gas my he. It must be the whole chiddush of the gas is goofy to tell me this case of a karmelis. In which case I have a raya that we will make a gzera, and maybe when it comes to Dine Shabbos it's different, and so on.
Where is this gas?
Say again?
Where is the gas?
Well, the question is, where is the gas? I mean, the gas, as we are saying, it's a wine press. It doesn't make a difference where it is, but why, let's say it's in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But it's not, as Rashi says, it doesn't have the dimensions of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's not 10 tefachim high. So it would be considered to be a karmelis, which is adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And now I'm in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and I would like to go and have a drink. And that we're saying, the gas, it says, Abai, we have a riot to my Yisoid. To which Rava says, Rava says, no. Le'inyin Meiser. This last two words of the Mishnah has got absolutely nothing to do with Hilcha Shabbos. Which, a little bit Shverdachar, it's got nothing to do with Hilcha Shabbos. It has to do with Meiser. Le'inyin Meiser. Le'inyin Meiser. What does that mean? This nine. We have a Mishnah in Meiser's pegged out. Shasin alagas. Now we know, let's just remind ourselves, we know that there are various conditions at what stage a person is allowed to eat and drink food which has not yet been tithed. So in general we say, achilas aray is mutter. If it's meaning so long as it hasn't been roya pnei abayis and it has not had the stage of gemar malacha, so then it's not hukva yet lamaisa. And there's a heter of achilas aray, a person's out in the field picking grapes, you can go and you can eat the grapes and so on. So it's got to be achilas aray and so on. So the Mishnah says, shesen alagas, a person is allowed to go and drink the grape juice in the wine press, bein becham and bein metzainin, whether he dilutes it with hot water or with cold water, he can do so. Upater, divrei Rabbi Meir, there's no obligation of maisus. Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadik Mechayiv, he says that once you dilute it, then that's really considered to be more of a kvias, and you're chayiv. Chachamim Eimreim, alachamin chayiv. If you diluted it with hot water, then already it's going to be mechayiv in mice. Valat seinen potter, but if it's with cold water, then there's the ptur for mice. Why am I mechayiv? because they'll drink and they'll just chuck the rest of it back in. So the whole thing is a very casual derech ayah, aray type of shtia, and that is the thing. Let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says, sheisen al hagas, oimed al hagas, the sheisa, the whole zman shalei hoitziyoy lechutz, lav shtias kevehi. That's the point. It's not considered to be kavua. Regardless of if you diluted it with hot or cold water. Rabbi Elazar says no. Once you dilute it, that already is no longer considered to be a casual drink. You have now turned it into a proper beverage. Now you're going to be chayiv. Whereas the Chacham said, "Al hachamin chayiv de ein roi lachzam b'yisur shemekalkal hayayin." Once you diluted it with hot, if you spill back, if you put out the rest of it, you will ruin the rest of the wine. Hilgach ki mozig lei bechamin adaitel nishtaya kula mozig lei. So your intention clearly is to dilute all of it. Mashvilei mezigas keva. Therefore, you've made everything into something which is kavua. Oh, what's the point? Says Rashi. Hilkach. Kol kama deshasi havi arai. Therefore, if it's just you diluted it with cold, it's arai. Umas nisin diktani v'chin legas. Rabbi Meiri. Uktani layamid al gabi karka. The yishta begas. Beleya afroshes mais elamkin hichnes reisha veruba legas. Another tenai, another condition to making the drinking shtias arai is that you need to lean over and you need to drink in a way that clearly is a very casual type of drinking. I'm leaning over. I'm not doing this in a form which is kavua. So v'chein l'begas is referring to another way to prevent the chi of maestris from kicking in. Okay, good. Let's see a couple of diagrams. So we have like this. Yeah, says the Mishnah Vayter. The Mishnah says, "Koilet Adam mina maschila lamata me'asar tefachim." So we're going to be discussing a maschila and a tzinor, and the maschila is the gutter which runs horizontal alongside the wall of the house. That is the maschila, and the tzinor is the vertical pipe which runs down the wall of the house. So the Mishnah says, "Koilet adam mina maschila." One is allowed to kind of catch water which comes out of the gutter. You can catch it in midair. We'll see. "Koilet adam mina maschila lamata miyut." You're standing the rishus arabim, and you have your bucket. You're holding your bucket, and your bucket is positioned lamata miyasara. So your bucket is in the rishus arabim, and the mayim which drains off the gutter hits your thing in the Rosh Hashanah. You're in the Rosh Hashanah, your pocket's in the Rosh Hashanah, your makab in the Rosh Hashanah, you're okay, you're good to go. And if it's from this drain pipe, which goes, here we go, it goes all the way down, then you can do it mikol makam. Mikol makam. We'll see a little bit of the rashes over here. If you look at the first Rashi, about 6-7 lines down, first word in the line is Shalei Azikus HaKoysel. Rashi says, V'oimid Adam Mershus Arabim. This is in the first case of the gutter. V'koilet the kli lamat me'asar tefachim min ha'mayim ha'yardim min ha'maschila. So you're catching the mayim from the gutter. V'koilet dafka k'dim v'farish v'gemar. We'll see it specifically koilet. Don't go and, you know, try and drink directly from the gutter, or place a keli and position it right next to the gutter. That you may not do. When the whole gutter is within three tzvachim of the gag. My time at the hoyel umutelis la erecha koisel b'sech gimel gag damyel gag, meaning it's considered like that when you take it when you position your keli right by the gotter, or your mouth right by the gotter is considered to be a chelik of the structure, of the building, of the house. And therefore it's considered that you've taken it from Rishus HaYachid, and you're standing in the Rishus HaRabbah. So, you know, take your bucket, put your bucket down under 10, it'll go down into your bucket. I was in Makaba, I'm in the Rishus HaRabbah, my keli's in the Rishus HaRabbah, all good. But if I put it right up there next to the gotter, it's considered that I did it right next to the Rishus HaYachid, and that you may not do.
What is the difference between a gutter and a pipe? This seems to be coming from the roof, the two of them.
Mm.
There is a gutter, where there is a pipe.
Yeah, well, we're going to see Rashi in 2 seconds. So we're still on the first case. So Rashi said, "My time with the oil umotelas aichatayt subsargim al gag dami le gag davi kemeitzi min a gag." So that's why you should not do that. Now we said, but if it is this drain pipe, then it's okay. Says Rashi, not only with your bucket, holding your bucket, but even if you pick up your bucket and you position it right next to this drain pipe, it's okay. It's long. It kind of goes already within the confines, within the area of the Rishus HaRabim. But like the name of Lavud, and we won't say that it's Lavud to the building. The cave and the Lamadamiasara, who lucky surah, being that you're always going to be collecting it once it's within the area of the Rishus HaRabim, lucky surah. So in short, what Rashi is saying is because the drain pipe extends down, it goes down the wall of the house, and it goes into the Rishus HaRabim, so wherever you get it, even if you take your bucket and you put it by the pipe, but it's already within the area of the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you are good to go. Says the Gemara, Koletein Avu Matzar of Loy, as we saw in Rashi. The heter is to hold your bucket, lemata miyud, but don't lift up your bucket by the gutter. Mitzar of Loy, in my time, because it's within 3 of the gag, to call pachas migimel, samach legag, kegag dummy. Anything which is samach, which is within gimel, it has the din of the actual structure itself. The Gemara says like this, says the Gemara, even though this is referring to two different Rishuyes, two Rishus HaYachids, where they did not make Eruvin Chatzeris one to the other. We're just going to extract this concept of if something is within 3, it's considered like it's from the actual Rishus itself. To his friend's gag, the koilet to bovach like it's sarif, as long as you don't put it right next to it. Tanida leyam adam rishus hayachid yagbir yad al malam me asara tvachim lepachas megimel samach legag the sarif of a koilet to who v'shoisa. I mean, we're going through it quickly, but in short, it's just bringing a right to this concept of if something is within 3 tvachim of another rishus, it's considered like you're taking it directly from it, and therefore, in this case, where the implication or the consideration is an eruv chatzeres because it's from one gag to the other. That is something which you need to bear in mind. Now we said, we said when it comes to the tzinar, we said in all cases you can do so. That is fine. We said, Tana im yesh betzinar dalad al dalad aser. But if the tzinar has the dimensions of 4x4, so then it's going to be a problem. Mivneishu kameitzi mirushus lushus. What does that mean? Rashi says that it is us. If you look at Rashi, 2 lines before the Gemara, about 5 lines down the wide lines, Tanim Yesh Betzina Arba Bereichav. So if it's got a width of 4, this drain pipe, also Letzarev Avol Gav Delamata Miyud Havoy VeLavadami Leka Filochi Kamos Miyahave. But this drain pipe now takes on the halachic status of a Karmelis. Umapik Mikamelis Loshes Arabim. So if that drain pipe has got the dimensions of 4 tvachim, then you have a consideration of a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, and that would be a problem. Let's just see if we can push on a little bit so we don't fall behind. So we have like this. Says the Mishnah, Barbishus Arabim, V'chulyasa Givayasar Tvachim. So you've got a bar, it's in the Mishnah Arabim, and it's got its mound around it, this embankment around the actual bar, which we've had many times. V'chulyasa Givayasar Tvachim. So we don't yet know at this stage how deep the actual pit is, but it says that the Chulya is 10 Tvachim. So we say, Chaloyin Sha'al Gabov. So you can lower your bucket from your window into this bar, and you can fill up from it. So you're going from yachid to yachid, no problem. So too, ashba b'rishus harabim, if you've got a big dump in the rishus harabim, again gavaya yud tfachim, so therefore it's considered to be a rishus yachid. Chalein shal gabav shif in the sechamayim b'shabbos, you can chuck out your food, your trash straight into the dump. Because you're going from yachid to yachid. So says the Gemara, my skinin. What's the case? Ilim bismucha. So if it is right next to your window, so if it's right next to your window, lamali chulya yud. Why would there be a requirement of a chulya where this embankment around the bar is 10? If you look at Rashi over here, 6 lines down, the wide lines, inema bismucha shabar smucha lekaisol. It's within 4. Lomeli chulya asara bar gufei rishus hayachid va'amuka asara. The assumption is that the pit itself is a rishus hayachid. It's right next to the window. It's within 4. So in essence, it's right next to my building. I've got my window. Let me just go from yachid all the way down to yachid. Everything should be fine. Why do I need the embankment around the bar? So if I lower my bucket, I'm going from Yachid up to Yachid. So what is the issue? No, because it is at a distance of 4 away. It's at a distance of 4 away. The time of the Kachulya Sara, that's why I need that you've got the dirt, which is 4 up above, that by doing so, that's going to be the reason why there's not going to be a potential problem. Halakha chulya sara kametaltel nishus yachid derech rishus harabim. Because I'm going to go from the pit, and then once it kind of clears, once it kind of goes over the pit, it's going to kind of go back down into the airspace of the rishus harabim. Whereas if the wall is 10 tefachim high, and I'm going to go over the wall, when it goes over the wall, it's already going to be in a makom patur, and therefore there's never going to be any problem going from yachid to yachid through rabbi. So that's why we say it's got to be a chulya. I'm Ravuna Achamai Eskinim, but Melech is Ben Akisla, but the time of the Ika chulya asara, halek a chulya asara, kamatal to Moshe Sayachid, lo Shus Sayachid, deo Shus Sayachid, when Yechanam, I feel the same, I'm a smucha, we can even say that it's right next to it. Maybe the case is that the pit is not a full 10 tefachim deep, and therefore you need to come onto the dirt around the pit to make it into 10. And that's good for the chiddush of the Mishnah. The bar and its chulya is mitzdarif to 10 tefachim. Okay, I don't want to keep anyone, so we'll pick it up tomorrow.